It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
Real estate, it's a people business. You know, every piece of real estate you buy or sell will be from or to another person. Makes sense, right? And so it makes sense to frequent places where people that buy and sell real estate congregate, right? You know, like your REIA meetings and your meetup groups and your entrepreneur groups, your investment groups, places like that. And countless groups can be found in any area with just a simple Google search or two. You know, and very few people, if any, are going to argue that associating with like-minded people, that's a bad thing. No. But the challenge there is most people either don't know how to network at groups like that to make it worth their time, or they just flat out don't like it. And there you have a huge missed opportunity. I mean, I know this because I'm one of those people. I'm not a big fan of small talk. I don't like to network, so I've just never made a good networker. But I do like to talk to people of like mind and of aligned goals. I just don't want to go talk to all 100 people in the room to find the three or four that fit. So a mentor of mine, he taught me how to get just those three or four people in that group of 100 to find me using a simple flyer. And that's what I'm going to show you how to do. So you too don't have to work the entire room trying to find that perfect match for your current business need. Sound good? Oh, and a side benefit of this strategy is you essentially become famous amongst your group, amongst your meetings, amongst your community, making you the go-to person within your community for whatever it is that you do. And although this is the side benefit, it's actually the more valuable benefit for your long-term business, being famous. You know, people love to associate and do business with famous people. So I'm going to make you famous. Now, at most of these types of meetings, there's going to be a section, a portion in the agenda that allows members of the crowd to come up to the front of the room and share their deals and share their opportunities. As well, they're going to have some time to request, you know, kind of what they're looking for, ask for what they're looking for. You know, typically it's, I don't know, this time is called the needs and wants section. So my mentor insisted that each and every time this opportunity at one of these events comes up, that I was to seize it. I had to take advantage of that situation. So I would step up to the front of the room with a flyer in my hand, and more on that in just a minute. But I'd touch on these three points. Point one, who I am and what do I do? Point two, what do I have and what's in it for you? And point three, how to take the next step or the call to action. And it would sound something like this. Hi, my name is Matt Terrio of Epic Real Estate. I have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath property for sale for $100,000. I've got comps showing that it's $30,000 under fair market value. It needs minor repairs, and at market rent, it would produce a 9% cash on cash return with zero leverage. It'd give you a 12% cash on cash return with 20% down. So if you'd like more information on this property and others just like it, at the end of the meeting, meet me in the back of the room and I'll be happy to give you one of my flyers. And that's it. What I don't want you to do is, I don't want you to do what everyone else does. Don't go up there and give your bio. Don't give a long, drawn-out story about the owners or about the property or how this property came to be or its history. And don't shout out your phone number or email address for everyone to copy while you're standing up there. I mean, that's what everyone else does. And it's boring. It's forgettable. And if you happen to be the fourth or fifth person to speak that night with that approach, it's tiring and no one cares. They can't wait till you get down, till you get off the stage. So touching on the main three points in less than 2 minutes, that's refreshing. And that's going to attract the perfect people in the room to you. I mean, only those interested in what you have, only those interested are going to meet you in the back of the room when that meeting is over. This is how I started my business from scratch, when I didn't have a dime to my name. And I literally became famous with all the buyers, the sellers, and the lenders in my area. And it generated a ton of referral business for me. Sometimes I found a buyer for the property I was promoting. Sometimes I did, and sometimes I didn't. But by being there every meeting with the deal, I became famous in my community of real estate professionals. And it's that fame that's going to feed your future business. That's how it works. All right, so now I'm going to take you through it step by step. Alrighty, down below this video, you will find a link to this document. This is a Microsoft Word document. It's an example of a property flyer that I use. This is an actual property flyer that I have used. This is a real property. I just used it recently at a REIA meeting. I never go to one of those live events without a property. It's a great time to generate leads for yourself. Alright, so I'll show you the breakdown of this flyer and why it works when so many other property flyers fail. So we'll start with a headline. Cash flow is king is what I used here. Try and focus on a headline that's going to attract the person that you're trying to attract. For example, I'm looking for cash flow investors. I'm looking for people looking for income property. So that's the headline that I put. You always want to market equity. You want to market return on investment. You want to promote opportunity, whatever that may be. All right, so keep that in mind for your headline. Don't put this one's going fast or just so many ridiculous things that you see out there, because you've seen them before and you've looked at that like, yeah, so what? Yeah, sure, it's going to go fast. It won't last long. Why are you still marketing it, right? Those are some of the initial thoughts that come into your head. But if you're promoting opportunity or equity or a return on investment, that's much more likely to get someone's attention, at least the person that you're looking for, get their attention. All right, so I put obviously the property address here. Here's a picture of the property. Big question that comes up. What if I don't have a property? What if I'm just getting started? Great question. So there's a lot of different places where you can get properties to promote. Look for fellow investors' properties. Specifically at the event, the very first event that you go to, look for the people that stand up in the front of the room and are promoting their properties. And, you know, during the break or after the meeting, go up to them and say, hey, would you mind if I promoted your property also? And should I find a buyer, would you happen to have a referral fee in it from me if I find a buyer? That's one way to find it. Go to the classified sites, classified websites, like a Craigslist, and look for properties for sale there. And go ahead and start networking and calling the sellers of those properties and ask if they wouldn't mind if you would promote their property at your local live groups. Almost nobody ever says no to that, okay? No one's ever going to say no to extra promotion. And then another place is dirtyfixers.com. That's our website where we promote all of our properties that we are wholesaling. So you feel free to use anything there. You have our permission. And of course, we will pay you a finder's fee. I think we pay $500. So if you find something there, go ahead and promote one of those. But obviously, best choice is one of your own deals. All right? But if you don't have a deal, that's no excuse. This still works. And this is exactly how I got started. I didn't have any deals to work, so I was promoting other people's deals. All right, so next, here's your just basic bullet points. And we just put basic bullet points. You don't want to over-inform the person that's reading your flyer because you want to leave some questions unanswered so they have to contact you to get those questions answered. At the very least, they're going to come up to you at that meeting and interact with you and ask you some more details about this property. So I just put 3-bed, 2-bath. It's recently rehabbed. It's an upper middle-income area. Double-digit return. All right, so again, I'm promoting return on investment. And then fair market value, you want to put that on there. And you don't want to develop a reputation for inflating this price right here. All right, so fair market value, make sure it actually is fair market value, that you've got a number of comps that can support this value, not just one. Don't pick out the highest one just to make your equity spread look bigger. You don't want to develop your reputation for that, okay? You want to have a reputation for having good deals. Next, steal this property for $99,000. So again, when I say steal this property, I'm promoting an opportunity to steal the property. And when I put $99,000 in comparison to the fair market value, I'm promoting an equity spread there. So I'm making sure that's really clear and visible. Now, here's the where it's really important down here. Down below, for more information on this property and more just like it. So I'm saying for more information on this property right here, and I've got more just like it. Even if you don't, you're likely to come across more that will be just like this. You want them to say, call me. There's your call to action. You want them to call, and then there's your name, and then there's your phone number. And then you want this to be one of your call capture phone numbers. So you know when you get a phone call where it's actually coming from. It's coming from one of your property flyers. Or go to your website, ours is cashflowsavvy.com, to download investor details. So we'd say to go to your website to download my most recent list of available properties. Okay, and so what you're doing there is you're building your buyers list. Only buyers are going to go to your website to download your list of recent deals. And then properties available on a first-come, first-served basis, whatever you can do there to promote a sense of urgency on your deal. All right, so that's the breakdown of this flyer. I wouldn't stray too far from this. You can get cute, you can get creative, you can make them really pretty. I would just stay to these bullet points, make it really plain and basic to the point. You got a nice picture, you got a good headline, you got some bullet points, you're promoting return on investment, you've got your fair market value, you've got what it's actually sold for, so you're promoting equity there, and you're promoting an opportunity, steal this property. Lots of different things that you can use, but keep those as your reference points. And use those points as a guide. And then here's what's really important. Tell them exactly what to do. For more information on this property and more just like it, call me at blah, 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 or go to my website and download my latest list of deals. Properties available on a first-come, first-served basis. This is exactly how I built my entire business. I wasn't even promoting my own properties in the beginning. And I developed a reputation at every meeting for always having a deal, a real deal, because I had an accurate fair market value and I was selling it below cost or below retail, and it had a return on investment. So click the link below, download this document, and make your own flyer. Then I want you to go to Google and type in RIA meeting and then your city. And you have the St. Louis Real Estate Investors Association, the Life and Air Real Estate Investor Association of St. Louis, Missouri Real Estate Clubs. Go through here, look at their calendar, and start putting these on your calendar and show up with your flyer. Upcoming events, it's very easy. Google has the answer for everything. There's no excuses. And this strategy is totally free, and it's probably the best thing you can do for the long run of your real estate investing business. So now you know what to do, but it's only gonna work if you do what you know. All right, so if you have any questions, if you get stuck, you can post them to our private Facebook page, and you'll see a direct link to that Facebook page in the top navigation of this page. Or if you're a member of the Follow Through Crew coaching program, send your questions to the Follow Through Crew email by midnight Wednesday, and I'll go ahead and I'll answer them live on Thursday night's call. All right, take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.